Sunrace's Triple M. This man is no stranger to me. He's the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation. I'm talking about Andrew Westacott. Very good morning to you, Andrew. How are you, buddy?
Matt, man, I'm sensational. The sun's out at Phillip Island. Maybe not as warm as the sun out at Mildura, but we've got Jack Miller and Valentino Rossi, so it's pretty hot here.
Very, very hot. There's no doubt about that. So much happening in the world of motorsport this weekend. We also got the 2017 Supercars Vodafone Gold Coast 600 happening over the weekend. We'll catch up with Matt White a little bit later on. But we're here to talk about the Michelin Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix. This is so exciting. One of the best circuits in the world, Phillip Island. What can you tell us about the weather at the moment, mate? How's it looking? I mean, the sun's shining at the moment, but how's it going to be on Sunday?
Well, it looks as though it's 17 pretty much every day, and the Spaniards, the Italians, and even the Aussies who are racing in MotoGP and Moto2 are pretty happy with what they're seeing at Phillip Island, because last weekend in Japan, which was the preceding race, it was nearly a washout, and they had 5 days of torrential rain, 2 in the lead-up and the 3 across racing. So they're very happy to be at the island. They love it here, and they love it here because it's such a challenging track. The conditions are cool, but it's sunny and clear, and so we're going to have big crowds. We'll probably have about 80 to 90,000 people across the 3 days at Phillip Island.
You mentioned Japan, of course, at Montegi. It's just an amazing thing to witness at Japan MotoGP, Dovizioso. How do you think he's going to go in Phillip Island?
Dovizioso hasn't won here at Phillip Island, but Marc Marquez, who's leading the championship by 11 points, has won down here at Phillip Island. He's won 5 times this year. Dovizioso's won 5 times this year. So they're both going to go very, very well. They're both in great form, and it'll probably come down to those two, but there's going to be about 4 or 5 others who are really going to be in the mix across the weekend. And the great thing is MotoGP and all the other championships in Moto2 and Moto3 are so close this year, Matt.
Practice sessions happening today. Qualifying for the MotoGP, that's happening tomorrow, and of course the massive race on Sunday. We're excited about that, but plenty of action on the track, as we know, but plenty off the track as always too, isn't there?
Yeah, I tell you what, there's we're always very grateful for the support we get from the Australian Defence Force and the RAAF, and this year's no exception. We've got the F-A-18 jets flying across, we've got the roulettes doing displays, and we've got the C-17 Globemaster, which is this thing, I'd best describe it as an elephant with wings. It's about 58 metres long, it's 52 metres wide or thereabouts, and it'll do a flyover just before or just after the national anthem on Sunday, and the main race is on at 4 o'clock, and this is a circuit that the Aussies love. We've had Mick Doohan win here, Wayne Gardner win here, Casey Stoner win here, and for the fans who have long memories, 30 years since Wayne Gardner won his world championship in 87 and his son Remy's racing.
Looking forward to it over the weekend. The race, of course, 4 o'clock on Sunday, the Michelin Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix for 2017. So much action over the weekend in motorsport, and we love it. And we love you, Westy, and thank you so much for your time again. CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, it's Andrew Westacott, the Triple M.